Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. So glad you're with us, and you'll be glad you're here as well, because we've got some really cool information to share with you. Especially, it's springtime. It is time to really grab a hold of some of those projects around your home, and we're going to get you pointed in the right direction. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my co-host, Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. Yeah, Danny, spring is here. I'm up in New England, and Danny's down in South Alabama. Spring isn't exactly here for me yet. We had snow about a week ago, and I know you've been talking about possibly mowing your lawn. My lawn tractor's still under a tarp. I have to brush the snow off, so I'm not quite ready for spring, but I think a lot of our listeners are, and if you're looking at fixing up the outside of your house or maybe your yard, get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out today.
And during this time of the year, you always have a lot of different ideas of projects that you want to tackle. And maybe you have a few questions. Maybe like so many people, you get online, you start researching a little bit, and you get more confused than you get solutions. Well, that's what we're here for. The Today's Homeowner Hotline is ready for you right now at 800-946-4420. And that's 24 hours a day. Anytime that you have that question or that comment or thought, go ahead and let us know. You can also send us an email anytime by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. And the hotline has been very, very busy. We've got a lot of great calls. We're going to get right to them. Some of the things we're going to tackle during this hour: cracks in stucco, almost inevitable. Is it a serious problem? We'll look at that. Also, fireplace facelifts. There are so many fireplaces out there that look kind of old, sad, and out of date. A lot of different ideas of ways that you can bring them up into a more modern look. And we'll tell you a few of the ideas we have there. Also, whole house generators. Just about any time of the year is a good time to think about a whole house generator. We have a homeowner that's contemplating that purchase, and we'll guide them through that process as well. Joe, what about that simple solution coming up later?
All right. We've got a quick and easy way to clean grout, and it's a product you might have in the house that you'd never would thought to use to clean grout. I won't give you too much more information, but there's a little secret there that I think listeners are going to find really helpful.
Oh, cool. Good, good. I always love those kind of simple solutions. And of course, everybody else loves the simple solutions as well. You know, I'll tell you, as Joe, of course, I have to pick on Joe a little bit during this time of the year because the weather's so much better.
Already? We've only been on air like 60 seconds. Okay, go ahead.
I couldn't resist it. It's such a pretty day. And as soon as we finish the broadcast today, I have my truck and my trailer loaded, headed to Birmingham, Alabama. That's about a 4.5-hour drive. Picking up 4 pallets of sod along the way. Oh. And can't wait to get to my youngest daughter Emily's new house that she bought. It's about four years old, but new to her. And she can't wait to create that backyard. That's what a lot of people are thinking about during this time of the year, is, you know, taking that yard and you know, you've been putting it off. Well,
right.
You might want to attack it like Emily's doing. First of all, it's a small town home, so we're talking about an area here that's only 25 foot wide, but it's 90 feet long.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to, first of all, she's already pretty much eliminated all vegetation there by spraying chemicals on it.
Was there grass there to begin with?
Grass, weeds, shrubs, a little bit of just,
oh, I see.
Just yeah. A terrible looking thing. It was time for it to all be eliminated. So she did that a little while back. I'm bringing up a rototiller. We have the compost that's going to be mixed in it. But anyway, Joe, I thought it would be a good thing for us just to kind of go through the steps if someone's considering that, because there's a lot of myths out there. And just like I mentioned earlier, you start reading online, you get all kind of conflicts of opinions, but we can always rely on the things that have worked well for us. And after putting down 57 pallets of grass in my
yard,
right. Not that I'm the expert, but I'm headed in that direction, you know?
Yeah, that was only 2 years ago, right?
Exactly. And now after seeing it, I could say, well, what I did, I think, was the right way. And what I did is, of course, I roughly raked the grass. And again, if you're trying to get all new grass in your yard, I would not suggest putting sod on top of an existing sod lawn. There's a lot of experts out there that talk about how you really need to get those new roots of that new sod down into the soil without it having to go through a blanket of existing sod or weed. So it's by far better to eliminate, however way you can, any of the vegetation there, rake it all out, get it out of there. And then if you don't have a rototiller, go ahead and rent one. And you're only trying to, you know, to kind of rotate and cultivate maybe 4 or 5 inches of the soil, and you know, go ahead and run it over all of that, rake it again. And then what we're doing then, Joe, is just going to add some bag compost, just sprinkle it all through it, rake it again, and then it's time for the grass to go down. Well, one more step, making sure that you water all of the soil really, really well before you put that sod down, because that immediately puts it in a good moist environment with the compost there, and it's ready to go. It's a boy. I made that sound so easy. By the end of tomorrow, I'll be worn completely out.
Well, after doing your yard, this one will probably go pretty quickly, and I assume you're going to have help. But yeah, and I remember when you put down your sod at your new home a couple of years ago, how you wanted to get it down as quickly as possible because you want to leave that bare soil exposed, because you don't know what kind of seeds are flying through the air and going to germinate before you get the grass down. So you want to get it down. And the other question, you're picking up these pallets of sod. Are you going to pick them up closer to Birmingham, or are you going to get them in Mobile and drive them the whole way?
No, actually, about 30 minutes from her home is a sod farm.
Oh, great.
And, you know, and this is another great tip, is to coordinate very carefully with those sod farms, because they're actually cutting that grass this morning.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, you cut it this morning, you get it right out the next day. So, you know, 2 or 3 days, you'll be amazed at how quickly that sod will deteriorate if you don't go ahead and get it down as soon as they possibly can. And the sod farms they have a tough time, because if they have a heavy rain, they're not able to cut the sod, and you might be out for several days before you can actually get your hands on the type of sod that you want. It's always a good idea to talk with someone and a lot of the guys at the sod farms are very, you know, familiar with recommendations on the type of sod that you want, because if you have a lot of shade in your yard, well, you have to consider that. If you have a lot more of a moist environment in your yard, you have to consider that, and different species of grass work better for that. We're actually going with the Zoysia type of brand, and so it should work very, very well in her environment.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's the other advantage of getting it locally. You know, they're obviously growing it in that neighborhood, so to speak, so you know it'll do well. And then once it's down, I guess then you take care of it like any other lawn, you know, watering it regularly until it gets established, mowing it. And it's always important, whether it's new grass or old grass, never remove more than a third of the height of the grass, especially when you're establishing a grass, because if you have a nice thick lawn, it can choke out weeds before they get started. A lot of people think, well, I'll mow my lawn really short and I won't have to mow it as often. Well, that might be true, but you're also going to encourage weed growth, because they're exposed to the rain and the sun and everything else, just like the grass is. So, well, good luck. Have a safe trip up there. And remember the first rule of laying sod: green side up.
Green side up. That's exactly right. But boy, how satisfying is that for, you know, I mean, it is a lot of work, you know, and a lot, sometimes there may be a few ants in the sod that you're putting in. And so it can be pretty tough. The high tomorrow is 70. So that's a good manageable.
That's nice. Yeah.
But that instant lawn, there's nothing more satisfying than walking out there on, you know, on one morning and it's just dirt. And she's been looking at this dirt. I actually encouraged her to buy some hay from a farm supply place, and she spread a small layer of that, and that stabilized the soil, that kept her or her little dog Clark from bringing in, you know, some of the dirt, and just made it, I don't know, psychologically, it just makes it look a little better.
You do get instant lawn, which is, it's like putting down carpeting. And the other thing I've seen around here, I'm hydro seeding, where they come with a truck.
Yeah.
And it's like a fire hose, and just spray a combination of seed and I don't know what. I've actually seen grass growing off of a telephone pole, the bottom of the telephone pole where it's stuck. And a neighbor had it done, and I was surprised. Within a couple of days, lawn was growing.
Overseeding an existing lawn is also a viable way to do it. And if you'd like to look at any of this information that we're talking about, just head to Today todayshomeowner.com, and you'll see videos and step-by-step on exactly what you can do at your yard. Hey, we're just getting started this week on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. So glad you're with us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The sound of you doing is music to our ears. Order on the Home Depot app and get convenient delivery so you don't have to stop doing when you need something. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
The Today's Homeowner radio show is heard coast to coast on some amazing radio stations. Over 350 stations now carry our show, including this one in Paso Robles, California, on KPRL 1230 AM and 99.3 FM. Special thanks to General Manager Kevin Will for putting us on the air there. We really appreciate it, and we want to help all of you that are listening to KPRL with any of your home improvement questions, and we make it as easy as possible. One way you can do it is to send us an email anytime by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask or pick up the phone anytime. 800-946-4420 is our Today's Homeowner hotline. It's available anytime to help you out. That's what Gene in Vero Beach, Florida did. Gene, welcome to the show and tell us what's going on at your house.
Oh, it's great talking to you. I listen every week.
Good. Thank you.
2 years ago, I moved down to Florida from Baltimore, and I bought a typical development house. They pour a concrete pad. 2-3 days later, they put up block walls, and then they bring everything preformed in. And I've developed a bunch of cracks in the cement porching stucco that's around the house, and I'd like to know what to do with it. I'm not sure if the block is cracked underneath, but it shows up on the outside.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you sending those pictures we're looking at right now. And also, anything that we have on the show, any of you listeners can go to todayshomeowner.com and see exactly what we're looking at. And, you know, the thing about it, Gene, is when you see a large commercial building with stucco on it, you will see a number of vertical and horizontal relief joints, control joints that they have so that it kind of controls the cracking. Same way in driveways, you'll see where they have the expansion joints in there to control the cracking. Well, rarely do they do that on residential homes. Especially, you know, smaller homes where you have the concrete block and the stucco over it. And as a result, the expansion and contraction usually will result in the type of crack that you have here. Good news is it's not a settling problem, so you're not having to be concerned about it, you know, continuing to progress. It's just kind of an eyesore more than anything else. Now, I'm saying all of this assuming that you're not experiencing any problem with doors not working really well, or these windows where we see these cracks not working well. Does everything there seem to be still continuing to work as it should?
Yeah, everything works perfect. It's just cosmetic.
Well, that's all it is. And the challenge there is you can certainly cover up this crack fairly easily, but it's the touch-up of the painting is many times the challenge. Do you have any idea what the color, do you have the color of the outside of the house available?
Yeah, I have the absolute color.
Perfect. There you go. Well, here's what you need to think about. First of all, on any expansion and contraction crack, it's going to continue moving. Whatever, you know, thermally, you know, you have those 40-degree mornings and 80-degree afternoons or vice versa, and that means a lot of movement in the home. So whatever you use to patch this, I would recommend something that remains flexible. And one of the things we recommend a lot, and I certainly have used it a lot, is Quikrete's stucco repair caulk. And it's just a caulk that you just very sparingly put in this crack because you don't want it to overlap the crack much, and just feed it right into the crack, wipe it down as tight as you can, and allow it to dry, whatever they recommend on that, before you touch it up. And that's probably going to take care of it for good, because the crack, even though it may move, the acrylic latex paint that you're using is going to move with it, as well as this flexible caulk that's used for repair. So might take a little while here and there, but if you do it right, you won't have to do it again.
Well, thank you very much. I'll get some and see what I can do with it.
All right, that sounds great, Gene. And thanks so much for listening to us there in Vero Beach. And if we can help you any other way, just let us know. Joe, you know, a lot of times when you see pictures like this and you see the cracks, of course, it's not following what might be. You know, you think about concrete blocks and you think about how, you know, traditionally a expansion and contraction crack will follow the mortar joint.
Right.
But this one may only be in the stucco itself, since it's not really following that line.
Yeah, exactly. Usually when you have a crack in a block wall, it kind of stair steps, right? It goes, there's a vertical, then horizontal, then a vertical line. It kind of stair steps, basically following the mortar joints. It doesn't usually crack right through the middle of the block. But yeah, I mean, Quikrete makes a couple of products. They make a product simply called Stucco Patch. You know, since he has a lot, he might, if you have a lot of cracks like Gene does, it comes in, it's pre-mixed, comes in a plastic tub, and, you know, might be a little more affordable buying it that way. And also comes in a squeeze tube, or like you said, there's the caulking tube as well. And the nice thing about this, besides it remaining flexible, it has a little bit of texture in it. So the idea is it kind of matches the surface of the stucco. It's not going to be a completely smooth, like you think of the caulk you might use around a bathtub is perfectly smooth, right? Well, that wouldn't work because you don't want a bunch of smooth lines all over your house. So that's the other good thing about these Quikrete products.
That's exactly right. So like I told him, that if you do it right, it won't really be something that you have to redo. It'll continue to move, but you won't see anything at all. Hey, let's get to a few emails. Love to get emails from you, and you can send us one right now at todayshomeowner.com/ask. This came in from Tammy in Tennessee. Hi, Danny. Our white brick home is discolored with red clay stains. What's the best product for cleaning off the stains? By the way, the stains are only along the bottom 2 foot or so of the walls. Boy, I hate seeing that kind of thing. You know, so many times when you're building a home, the builders won't protect that eave line. And that's something that, of course, when I was building my house, all of my neighbors thought I was crazy how much hay that I used, because as soon as they put up that siding, then I put hay 3 foot all the way around the house so that there would be no splashback. Because once you get the stains in there, now when Tammy says white brick home, I assume that she used a white brick. Now it could have been a brick that was painted white. If that's the case, then the pores of that brick have been sealed off pretty well by the paint, which might make it a lot easier to clean off. But if this red clay has soaked into the actual pores of the brick, what would you recommend? That's a tough one.
Yeah, I was going to say, we seem to get this question every spring, and I think it's for that exact reason. There's a lot of rain and whatever is going on, all the winter storms, and it's splashing the ground. Sometimes it's red clay, sometimes it's just dirt. And you're right, if it's open pore brick, unsealed brick, then this is going to stain it. Now, they do make a red clay stain remover. You can buy a commercial. I don't know any specific names, but you can buy that product. Otherwise, I would recommend cleaning it with, you can clean it with oxygen bleach, which we've mentioned before. It's bleach that typically comes in powder form. You mix it with hot water or warm water, dissolve it in that water. That's what I would probably start with. Scrub it with a stiff bristle brush and see if that comes off. And the reason you use oxygen bleach as opposed to chlorine bleach is that it's pretty much non-toxic. It's not going to kill any plants. And if you get it on your clothes, it's not going to bleach out your clothes. If that doesn't work, you'll have to move up to something stronger like an oxalic acid. or an organic acid-based cleaner. I know Green, Simple Green makes one. Clean Strip, and that's spelled with a K. Clean Strip is another company that makes an acid-based cleaner. And those work pretty well. I would not, sometimes you read using muriatic acid, but that is so toxic. I would not recommend that. Now, they do make, actually, Dan, I don't know if we've talked about this, but they do make, I don't know what it's called exactly. I probably should find out, but it's a muriatic acid that isn't as toxic and it's supposed to work just as well. So we get, and has fewer fumes and all that stuff. But that's all she's going to have to do is clean it. And then if it's not painted already, then I would seal it with a clear masonry sealer. So maybe this, if it does happen again, you can, you know, clean it more easily, or more importantly, cover the ground.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Make sure you're not getting that splashback or any kind of mulch. Another of the many advantages of putting mulch in your yard, you don't get that splashback against there. It absorbs it and kind of disperses the water, because it can cause a terrible staining on that, and something that it's hard to get off. But hopefully some of these recommendations, Tammy, will help you get the outside of that brick looking a lot cleaner. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about fireplace facelifts. So many times fireplaces are the focal point of a large area in your home. And if it's old and sad, then the whole decor can suffer from that. But there are some simple ways to make a big difference in your fireplace. We're going to cover that and a whole lot more right here on today's Homeowner Radio.
The number one place for practical, realistic home improvement tips. Call anytime, 800-946-4420. 800-946-4420. Today's homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment, brought to you by the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Now, if you live in an area with hard water, you know the difficulties it can present. Mineral deposits build up in appliances, reducing their efficiency, and the stains show up on dishes, sinks, toilet bowls, all over the house. The solution is a whole house water softening system, but those can be a little pricey and sometimes a little hard to maintain. So Rheem has introduced the Preferred Platinum Water Softener System with Wi-Fi connectivity. The price point is a lot better than many dealer-installed options, and they even offer a do-it-yourself installation kit. The Wi-Fi connectivity allows you to monitor and control the unit through the Aqua app, so you're aware of things like low salt levels or continuous water flow events. And the softener learns the patterns of your household and adapts to the way you use water. Plus, it offers an angled tank design for easy loading of the salt that's necessary. So for more information on this Rheem Preferred Platinum Water Softener with Wi-Fi, log on to HomeDepot.com. Right now, we're going right to the Today's Homeowner Hotline. You can call us anytime there at 800-946-4420. Joe, from you have an opportunity to be with us on the television show, right, with your Simple Solution segments, but you don't get the luxury of going out and really working with homeowners. And we develop great relationships with homeowners. We have a big time during the week we're there. And when we did a project a couple years ago with Barbara, who now lives in Georgia but used to live in Mobile, Alabama, we had a great time, and I'm so glad that Barbara's joining us on the radio show right now. Barbara, welcome to the show, and how have you been?
Hey, sir, I'm doing great.
Well, good. So you moved to Georgia, and you're trying to make a few changes around your home there.
I am. I really love the space you guys made for me in that little house in Mobile, and I bought a house that looks amazingly similar to that house, the 50s built, hardwood floors, and the same very plain walls all the way around. And I reached out trying to get you guys to drive to Georgia, but I guess I'm going to have to tackle this myself. So I'm ready. I can do it with your assistance.
All right. Well, what you have in mind? Are you? I know that you liked all the fireplace, but you really enjoyed that accent wall. That worked out really nice.
It looked really pretty, and yes, I'd like to redo that here. And I've got the same kind of a dining room open to the living room, so when you walk in the front door, you can see into the dining room, and that back wall there, I'm going to build that. There's no crown molding either, and I want to add that as well, like you guys did. But I don't know how to cut the angles, and I live in a very small town over here, and at my Ace Hardware, they didn't know what I was talking about when I said, I saw it on the, I typed an accent while on your website, and I watched my video, actually, which was really fun. But the half-inch by six-inch wood siding, where do I find that?
Well, you know, it is a little difficult to find. That is one that is a type of siding that's extremely popular on exterior of houses, and we've started using it more and more on inside of homes, and it is a pine, and it is pretty smooth. It doesn't have hardly any knots in it at all, so it's pretty clear. But you'll probably have to deal with a company that does a lot of supplying materials to builders. So whichever, you know, area in Georgia where you live there that furnishes the materials for the builders for the most part, you might have to call around and ask, but they'll have it. There's always one or two companies that stock it because of the need for it on the exterior. And a lot of times we like to use that on the interior because it's just only a half inch instead of three quarters. So it's not as bulky. It looks more like trim. And you're also able to rip that down into, you know, 2 inch or 3 inch or 4 inch pieces, whatever, you know, style that you're looking at. But, you know, on the accent wall we did at your place before, of course, we painted that wall and try to, you know, pre-paint as many of these things as you can. And then basically just created a box around there. And I can't remember exactly on that I think we put a piece of siding right on the very bottom of it to create a look as well. So I would suggest just taking a blank piece of paper and go ahead and measure your wall that you have there, lay it out, and then just look at different pictures online of different accent walls, and you'll see one that's exactly like you want. And then just kind of zoom in on it a little closer, maybe print the picture to take to the lumber store so that they can help you get the right amount. And then it's just a matter of, you might even want to rent a pneumatic gun or buy one that's cordless like we use there, and be able to just slowly put the perimeter up and then fill in the blanks in terms of the sequence of the boards that you want in there. And then you know what's next, caulking and painting.
Yeah, that's the easy part, actually. How do I know how to get those corners cut? That's what I'm scared of, at the baseboard and the crown molding. Do you have to have special tools for that?
Well, not a bad idea, again, to rent a small miter saw. That allows you to cut those real accurately and just keep those fingers away from that blade.
Okay.
But that'll allow you to cut it very, very accurately, much better than just using a regular circular saw to do that. And I think once you get it laid out and look at it, and we're more than happy to guide you through the process, but I think you'll be pretty happy at that accomplishment because you adapted pretty well to all of the work that we did around your house.
Well, I enjoy working, for sure, and I'm kind of excited to do it myself. I'll take pictures and send it to you guys.
Good.
But you can rent a miter saw.
You can rent, yes, Yeah, very, very common thing to be able to rent. You can just rent one of the smaller ones. You don't need a big fancy one, and just use it carefully and keep that eye protection in place. And
yes,
I think it'll be a big success for you, Barbara.
I think so, too. I'm looking forward to getting it done. I've bought some of the materials here, the crown molding and stuff, so I'm gearing up.
Well, good for you. If we can help you along the way, just let us know. And it's great to touch base with you again.
You as well, Danny. Thanks so much for your time.
All righty. Thank you. That is nice to be able to touch base with someone that we've worked with before because,
that's great.
Like so many times on today's Homeowner Television, we are using, you know, small amount of materials, inexpensive, but making a big, big difference in existing spaces. And people are really, you know, enjoying seeing that because, you know, you start realizing how much you can change an area for $200 or $300 or $400 or $500, depending on exactly what you're doing.
And Barbara has the advantage of not only having you in her home putting up this accent wall, but she and everybody else can go to todayshomeowner.com and type in how to build an easy accent wall, and they can see that video themselves.
Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about whole house generators, something that so many people are realizing the value of. It's not just for those in hurricane-prone areas, extremely cold areas, a lot of other windy areas. We'll talk a little bit about whole house generators and things you need to consider when we come back here on today's Homeowner Radio. Stay with us.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Got a project? Tight bond sealants are the toughest in the industry, trusted by builders and contractors for reliability and durability. Our weather-resistant formulas stand up to extreme conditions. With extensive color matching availability and exceptional adhesion, they're versatile for any exterior use. No matter the job, count on high performance for best-in-class results. Tight bond sealants, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with SimpleMat from Custom Building Products. SimpleMat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Are drafty windows causing a chill in your home? Keep the cold out with Duck Brand Max Strength Rolled Window Insulation Kits. This window film creates an added barrier between warm inside air and the frigid temperatures outside, blocking drafts that steal energy and drive up your heating bill. The puncture-resistant film is 2 times thicker than standard window kits, so it's great for high-traffic or pet-friendly homes. And the crystal-clear film is easy to install and remove once warmer weather arrives. Visit duckbrand.com to find a retailer near you.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, brought to you by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Each week, we thoroughly enjoy helping out homeowners all across the country. A lot of times, you know, you'll go online and look around for different information that you're looking for, and it gets kind of confusing. That's why we're happy to help you with our opinions on things that have worked very well for us. Right now, joining us on the Today's Homeowner Hotline is Bernice from California. Bernice, welcome to the show, and tell us about some of the questions you have about a whole house generator.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I have a 14-year-old Riggs & Stratton 10kW whole house generator, and it has a transfer switch, and it runs on natural gas. Now, I know that won't run my AC. I knew that when I purchased it. And now I'm getting concerned about the water, the fires, and the power in California. Mm-hmm. And I want to be sure I can run my whole house air purifier if in the summertime, if I lose power, because when the fires are here, I have to run it 24/7.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of online calculators that you can go and feed in, you know, what you would like to run on your whole house generator, and it can give you an idea of the size unit that you need. But I'll tell you what, there's so many guys out there, air conditioned heating contractors, plumbers, electricians that are starting to provide that service of selling and installing whole house generators. And I think I would get one of them to calculate. They probably could do it over the phone. And just think about every single thing in your home that you would like to power. And the thing about it these days, Bernice, that you might not be aware of, you mentioned the transfer switch. There's a new generation of transfer switch that's available, that intelligent type of switching that actually, I have that at my house, and I don't remember what kW I have on mine, but it's far less than you would think for a house my size. But it's because it will kind of pick and choose. You know, it won't power everything at one time. So if you demand, if you have your dryer going and you have, you know, your hair dryer going, it might not allow all of that to take place, so that you do have the air conditioning, you do have your water softener, you do have everything, your purifier, those type of things. That's something else to consider, because pretty much all of the brands have that. My particular brand is Generac that I have here. But I think that's another consideration, that you might actually be able to get by with a smaller generator and still have, you know, get the service that you need out of it completely.
So I'm looking at a 14 kW or an 18 kW. And I don't quite understand when it says Wi-Fi enabled. And that is very confusing when I go online.
Yeah, you know, the Wi-Fi enabled, of course, everybody's doing that for every single system in the home now, and some will make a little more sense than others. I have the Wi-Fi app on mine, but I don't have any use for it, to tell you the truth, because, I mean, it's telling you if you need maintenance. It's telling you if it has come on and for how long, because it automatically tests itself for 5 minutes every month. And it'll tell you about those certain things, and I guess that's good to know, but I have so many apps on my phone, I don't necessarily need one telling me, you know, telling me that. But of course, if it can alert you to a maintenance issue, then there's value in that as well.
You're saying you have your generator exercise once a month only?
Yes.
My old 10K, I mean, it's so old, 14 years, it just automatically did it once a week. I thought it was too much, but...
I don't think that's necessary. I mean, there may be some wisdom there. If it's lasted as long as it has, it must be good for it. But I think, you know, every couple weeks is the absolute most. Once a month, I'm comfortable with that. I mean, it's a brand new unit and it hasn't been used very much. So I feel pretty confident that that's monitoring and keeping it going well.
Okay. That's really what I was curious about, too, because I was surprised when I saw that you could program it and everything mm-hmm. has changed. And
sure.
I went to the Pacific Coast Builders Conference when I got my first one and talked to all of the guys there. And that's how I came up with buying this Briggs & Stratton. So
that's another good whole house generator. But I think I would really go ahead and make a list of exactly what you want to work when the power's out, and get as much information on the different appliances and so forth that you have that you're wanting to power. And then talk to a couple different guys and see their opinions on the size that they want. Bigger is not necessarily better in this case. And you might be able to have confidence that you're making the right decision by getting a couple different opinions on that. Bernice, thanks so much for being with us. Great information about whole house generators. Extremely important, great comfort level for anyone to have one in their home. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio, the number one place for practical, realistic home improvement tips. Call anytime, 800-946-4420. 800-946-4420.
Add beauty and excellent foot traffic to all types of slippery surfaces around your home with the TrackSafe system from Deitch Coatings. Start with the new TrackSafe color coat in 1 of 5 colors, pre-mixed and ready to install on steps, walkways, patios, and pool decks, even garage and workshop floors. Then finish with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer to add slip-resistant safety. Plan your next project and order online today at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com.
If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
From installing a smart garage door opener to installing a bathroom faucet to removing a tree, the Home Depot believes you can do anything, especially the things we have how-to guides for. Visit HomeDepot.com for thousands of tips, workshops, and ideas for projects, big and small. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, brought to you by Tight Bond, the Pro's Advantage.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. During the break, Joe was asking me, hey man, when do I get to talk? Well, Joe, now's the time for you to share with us those great pieces of wisdom that you have each and every week here on Our Simple Solution. Take it away.
Nah, I don't feel like it. Okay, Danny, here we go. We're talking about cleaning grout. You know, does anybody like cleaning grout? No, but there are plenty of specialty products on the market that are specifically designed for cleaning grout, dirty, grungy grout, moldy grout. But you might just have something in your home right now that works just as well, and that is toilet bowl cleaner. That's right. The same squeeze bottle of cleanser used to clean toilet bowls does an excellent job of cleaning tile grout. Just squirt a bead of the liquid toilet bowl cleaner. And the one I have used is, there's one from Lysol and there's one from Clorox. And they both come in a, looks like about a quart size and has a kind of a bent neck. And I think that bent neck is with a nozzle so you can squirt up underneath the rim of the toilet. But in any case, it makes it really easy to apply a bead of this cleanser right along the grout joint. Then wait a few minutes. I don't know, maybe 5 or 10 minutes. You want to make sure it stays wet. You don't want it to dry, but 5 or 10 minutes. Then just scrub it with a damp scouring sponge. And you'd be surprised. That works on almost any grout, whether it's a narrow joint or a wide joint. So next time you have some dirty grout, try using toilet bowl cleaner.
Well, that's a great idea. So many times people will get frustrated with grout. They'll go buy a grout cleaner and it just doesn't quite work. I mean, that's the case with so many things, whether you're cleaning or, you know, we talk about different situations where you're stripping a finish or paint off of something. You know, it's always good to try a few different things. And this is a great one that you might have sitting at your house right now.
Right. And the other advantage is I buy them in a 2-pack of these cleansers, and I think it's less than $5. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I think they're almost a quart each, maybe it's slightly less. And, you know, a small container of specialty grout cleaner will cost way more than that. So if it works, you know, try it on your grout. If it works, it's definitely effective and affordable.
Hey, that simple solution is available right now at todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. And hey, look at some of the other ones that you can find there. How about repairing a rusted dishwasher rack? You don't have to throw it away and buy a new one. You can actually repair that. Also, tips for sealing paint cans. Paint is so expensive. You want to hold on to it as long as you possibly can. And if you're sitting there looking around your sink and different areas in your kitchen and realizing there's a lot of grease around, well, there's a real cool way of eliminating that grease in your kitchen. Again, it's that simple solution. And also a tip for painting around toilets. If you're doing a little bathroom facelift, sometimes getting that paint properly around that toilet can be a challenge, but all of those solutions are waiting on you at todayshomeowner.com. Hey, I also want to remind you, what you can see on the Today's Homeowner television show this weekend. This weekend is a show we're calling a clean entrance. You know, there's many houses where the main entrance to the house that people use is through the laundry room on into the kitchen. Very common floor plan coming right off the garage. Well, we had a situation like that, and it didn't look very inviting. Well, with just a few $100 and a few days' work, it is amazing what this laundry room entryway looks like right now. And within this shows a number of different tips that you might be able to use around your home. What about moving that washer and dryer closer to the wall? There are ways of venting that dryer that work just as well, but can save you 4 or 5 inches you might be able to use in that small laundry room. Also, how to build a very simple cabinet and put a butcher block countertop on it. It's readily available, all the materials right now waiting on you at the home center. Also, drop-off zone. Are you tired of the kids coming in and spreading those backpacks all over? We have a solution, a nice, neat solution that costs almost nothing to solve that problem. Again, go to todayshomeowner.com and find out where you can see the Today's Homeowner television show in your area. Well, that pretty much wraps up this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks for being with us.